Station number 17520, Ron Herford, Reel 4.
Ron Herford, Reel 4. So you were saying about your repatriation first of all to Hendon, Ron?
That's right. Yeah, we landed at Hendon. First of all, we left Salzburg Airport, and then we had to land at Brussels to refuel. I was in the Dakotas we came back in, and we landed at Hendon, and we were interrogated there, asked us what had gone on, different things, you know.
How long was that interrogation?
It wasn't hardly anything, no. I told them that I was working at a little farm, and for my own purposes. And then they asked me if I had any people I knew in England. I said, yes, I had a sister down in Taunton. So they gave me 10 shillings and put me on the train to Taunton. And I met up with my sister the following day.
And this was the sister who'd been evacuated, was it?
Yes, my older sister. And her husband came, because we all left in alphabetical order from the camp. The A's and B's, and so I was in the first batch, being a H. And he came 3 or 4 days after us, because he was a Symes. You know of Louis Symes and all those that got in trouble here.
Oh, is that the to do with the raid? The raid on the island? The
ones who landed here.
Did you know anything about that at the time? Could you tell me about that? Because I know it's going back in time.
No, well, they only came. They were only here for a very short while until they gave themselves up, which they had to do. They had to put on the college uniform, because if they'd have gone in civilian clothes, they'd have been classed as spies. So by going in uniform, they went with Ambrose Sherwell and gave themselves up. And my brother-in-law wrote a letter to the British government in some way or other, and it got picked up on the Portuguese border, and I was traced back to Guernsey, and he finished up in Buchenwald.
Your brother-in-law? Because he wrote to the British government about
That's
it.
That's right, something he wrote it. What it was, I don't know, you know. But he finished up in Buchenwald, and he came to our camp in 44. And he was 64 pounds when he came. So we had to nurse him, you see, with what little we could spare from our parcel to help him back. But he made it. He came back to Guernsey, you know, and he died a few years back now.
That raid, were you aware of it when it actually happened?
What raid?
The attempt, you know, the spies to get on the island.
No, I didn't know anything about it, no. All we knew that they had to give themselves up, you know.
Much resistance on the island, do you know?
Well, you couldn't do really much, really, you know. If you said anything against them, you were in prison the next day, I suppose, you know. But you couldn't do very much. You can't do nothing against the gun. I don't think so, ever.
How did you get back to Guernsey from London?
By boat.
Could you tell me about your return to Guernsey?
Yeah, I left Taunton and caught a boat down in Southampton. I think it was Southampton, mind you, I don't know Southampton. But one port they left. I got back to Guernsey and my brother was waiting for me down the harbour. But he wasn't allowed down where the boat came in because it was all... 45 yet, and there was a lot of barbed wire, and so he had to wait up by the clock, And he had a bark for me when I got there. And I rode back with him back home.
Was that quite something coming into the harbour?
All sing and sound your sherry, you know. Because that's a local song over here. Okay.
How does that go, Sonia Sherry? I've never heard it.
Haven't you?
Can you sing?
No, I can't sing. I've got a voice like a foghorn. It says, Sonia Sherry, gem of the sea, isle of my island, my heart. I always get upset when I use that. It's in a book there I got there.
It's obviously a very meaningful song about the occupation, isn't it, Ron?
But I always get upset when I hear it.
What day did you get back, Ron?
I know it was either the beginning of August or the end of July, you know. I stayed with Mrs. Trump in Taunton because there wasn't room for me to sleep with my sister and them because she had all her daughters there.
Did your sister come back with you?
No. Came back on me.
Did she stay on the mainland?
No. She lives down the... I'll show you where she lives when I take you back. Came back on my own.
Were you back before the most of the evacuees came back?
Oh, I'd say yes on that. Mind you, I don't know for sure. I wouldn't know, you know.
What was it like, sort of, getting the island population back together again after the occupation? Were there any problems, do you think, you know, with families that have been divided in the war, properties which have been left?
Well, I can only tell you about ours when my sisters and them came back, my brothers. We got on again like an ordinary family, you know. I know we went into business, my eldest brother, milk retailers, you know. So it was back to work again. But we soon got back into you know. But the island was in, it changed. All these fortifications and what have you. And some places you weren't allowed to go because there was mines all up around the higher parishes. And we had to wait for them to be cleared. You know, the Germans did that. But I didn't see any of that.
Was there much sort of feeling of sort of bitterness or resentment against people who had been friendly to the Germans in any way?
Well, they say there was quite a few girls, you know, that misbehaved. Whether they did it to get some food out of the Germans, I don't know. There was a few, not a lot. Not as many as people make out. But as I say, I didn't see any of that while I was here till the time I went away.
I suspect you've seen quite a lot of films and read newspaper articles and books about the occupation, Ron. Do you think it's been, from your own experience of it, of the occupation and the deportation and coming back, do you think it's been covered fairly? Or do you think, you know, there are other aspects to it?
Well, what I can only tell you what I went through, actually, because what other people did, whether they kept it to themselves or not, until such times that the people looked into it, I don't know, you know. There was bound to be some. And I don't think... I don't know whether they did wrong or... It's all right for some people to say they shouldn't have done it, but they've never been put in that situation. So I don't know, you know, really. I suppose if I'd had a cistern, they'd have done that over here at the time. I don't know what we would have done. But fortunately, all my sisters went away. So then, never. But did the British Tommy behave in a proper manner when he was over there? I don't know. I don't think so.
Because you had troops on the island when you came back, didn't you? British troops.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. How did that work? Was it all?
Well, I wasn't here when they landed.
But you were here when they were still here.
There was only a few. There wasn't many. You know, I didn't see anything going on.
And what were they doing here?
Well, they were making sure the Germans cleared everything up, you know, put it in back in order as much as they possibly could. You know, the guns were landed in and different things were taken, but I think quite a few of the Guernsey people who wanted some of these old German guns and relics and what have you took advantage and helped themselves to it. You know, not that I ever did. I didn't. I didn't want to see it again. I'd seen enough of it.
Well, what is your opinion? Because I know things have been sort of written about this, of the of people who were living in Guernsey, and those like yourself who were deported. Were you better or worse off in any way? Is it possible, do you think?
I was better off in Germany. Far better off, because I had a Red Cross parcel every week. And when it got very, very hard and scarce, we had half a parcel to make sure that they lasted out, you know. And we used to get German soup once a day. And I'd make my own little eggs, powdered eggs that we had, and fry them in a pan. You only had to mix them with a drop of water or milk, and you had an egg. So, but they didn't have that here, you know. So I think I was better off than them.
I suppose, on the other hand, you didn't have your freedom, did you?
No. That was the worst thing, you know, no freedom. But here you are. You can't have everything, can you? They went without food. I know my parents lost an enormous amount of weight, but they survived. And you've got to be thankful for that, really.
Could I ask you finally, Ron, about the issue of compensation, you know, for instance, your father, if he was affected in any way and was compensated, or yourself for being deported and what you went through in prison, was there any sort of compensation?
I had no compensation whatsoever. I think I spoke to one professor who came over here to Guernsey, and I told him my situation. Well, he said, you should have a good chance of getting it, because I'd already done one sentence, and then I was sentenced again to go to Germany. So that was two sentences for one crime, or one minor crime, just for hitting a German soldier. You know, so I had to do two, really, for, well, I've only had one, because they always put the cart before the horse, don't they, the Germans? You're guilty until you can prove yourself. Where in England, you're innocent until they prove you guilty. Huh? It's the same over here. But I've never had no compensation.
I noticed that there are lots of German tourists
comes over here
on the island. Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, how you feel about this. Does it worry you at all?
No.
Do you talk to them?
Well, I've forgotten about the German that I did know, you know. And occasionally one of them might say something. I'll say, oh, you're German. And I tell them I was over there during the war. And they want to know why I went and what for. And I I explain to them as best I can, you know, which isn't very good. But I do occasionally meet one or two. I met one last week when I was walking around the cliffs up at St. Martin's. And they tell me where they come from, and they say, ask me where I was staying in Germany. There's nothing more than that.
Did you have any sort of bitter feelings towards them at the time, the Germans?
At the time, I would have killed every one of them. By the women. Although some of the women were just as bad. Now, they've tried to beat us twice and they haven't succeeded yet. Have they? And they never will. Because that strip of water is a hell of a godsend for the English people. We've got the Navy. They'll never have a Navy. That's my opinion of it, ever.
Well, Ron, thank you very much indeed for telling me about your wartime experiences, both, you know, under occupation and in Germany as well, when you were deported. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, well.